Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes I wish I just had more discipline in my life. Because we get these text messages and it's under a certain category. And every time I read one on the air, I go, I can never read a version of this text message again. I just can't do it. I cannot give the credibility of having this read over a radio station. I cannot do it. And then I see that text message again and it just sucks me in and I have to read it. And oppose it vehemently. And then I'm going to feel really dirty in about 2 minutes because I read it on the air. And I'm going to say to myself, I'm never doing that again. And it's just a horrible cycle. It's a horrible cycle. Text message from the 314. Is there truth to the rumors that the DeWitts enjoy small crowds so they can cry no support and poor so they can move the team to Nashville? It's always Nashville. It's always Nashville. It's always Nashville. No. Okay, people who believe that, like, go to a doctor. Get yourself checked. This is, I don't think there is a sports host in this market who is more, like, accepting of opposing views than me. I take a lot of pride in that. I take a lot of pride in seeing the pathway that people take to get to their conclusion, even if I disagree with that conclusion. It is a crusade that I am on to lift up the overall discussion, discourse of everything that we do here, where we can at least understand what other people are saying. No, there's not any truth to that. It's like the dumbest thing that gets sent all the time. All the flipping time it gets sent. And it's the first, the Nashville mayor like 3 months ago was like, yeah, we don't want Major League Baseball. We can't support Major League Baseball. That's the Nashville. Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard a mayor being like, yeah, we don't want that really cool thing in our city. We can't support that. We can't. Nashville has a million buildings going up on a daily basis. They're like Las Vegas. You want something built? Snap your finger. The thing is built. And their mayor's like, yeah, we're not doing baseball. So that's the first thing. Second thing, even with the Cardinals crowds and everything down this year, they're still going to be very respectable when it comes to attendance from a national, like compared to other teams. They're printing money on everything that they've got going on there. They are still a profitable organization. They would not be that like 90% of Major League Baseball teams would trade their financial situation with the Cardinals' financial situation. Stop with this. Just stop. I am telling you it's not true. Just stop. And hopefully I never read a version of that text message. Maybe it's just one person who always hears me do the disclaimer. It's like, I'm going to get Paulie. I'm going to get him to get all fired up by bringing this up again. That's not very nice. Let's bring in Ryan Fagan. He is part of the team over at Sports Hub STL. He is a fantastic baseball writer. He's one of our favorite people. He's on Twitter at Ryan Fagan. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Matt. Doing well. How are you?
I am good. It's good to be able to talk to you. What is your general all-encompassing feeling after watching the Cardinals go 4-2 to start the season?
I think when you looked at this season, if you wanted to look hard enough, you could find reasons to be excited about the team, right? You could look at Lars Nootbaar and say, if this guy can stay healthy and kind of harness the skills that we've seen in pieces, he could be a really good player and a really good leadoff guy. You know, we saw what Victor Scott did this spring. You know, we saw what Mason Wynn did last year in his first season development. And we saw flashes of Jordan Walker this spring. And so if you look at all those things, you say, you know what? They could actually be okay. This is the exact series that you wanted to see, right? I mean, obviously, because you look at it, you say, okay, well, they went 4-2, and Wilson Contreras and Mason Wynn didn't get a hit until that sixth game. So, you know, they must have been doing something right as a full team, and I think that's kind of the takeaway out of this series.
Yeah, I think we're all just still trying to figure out what's real and what's not real, and obviously some of the gaudy numbers here at the beginning of the season won't stay at that level. Right. But they've been a legitimately good offensive club?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob?
I mean, it looks like it, right? Because the thing is when you've looked at Cardinals teams sometimes in the past couple of years, you've looked at, there's been a couple of spots in that batting order. They're not going to get anything out of that spot, this spot, this spot. That's sometimes three or four spots in the order. Well, that's not the case this year, right? Because even some of those guys that struggled last year, you know, Jordan Walker and Nolan Gorman hasn't played a lot, but he's looked good when he's been in there. They have upside, right? There's, you know, Victor Scott looks like a completely different player this year. He, you know, I think they talked about on the broadcast today. Brad Thompson said something the effect of, you know, he looks like he's not overwhelmed at the plate. You know, there are things like that that make you think that there's not just decent hitters, but there's upside at every single position during, you know, 1-9 in the lineup. But that's just not been the case for the most part of the last couple of years.
What do you make of Nolan Arenado? Because not only are the numbers are solid, he's hitting almost 400 in OPS at 1,100, couple doubles, a home run to start the season. He's driving in runs, coming up big in situations. But the underlying numbers are there as well. The bat speed is vastly improved, things like that. I'll keep asking you, you know, is this sustainable question? But for Arenado, looking past the baseball card numbers, do you feel like what he did in the offseason might actually be to a point where, what we're seeing is some version of it, what he's going to be this year?
No, look, I think we're going to look at his baseball reference page in a couple of years, and you're going to look back at 2024 and you think, wow, what in the world happened? You know, he's not that bad of a player. I think he's still got life left in the bat. And I think one of the things that's been most impressive so far is you've seen him go to the plate, and it feels like he has not to say he didn't have a game plan last year, right? But he's taking advantage of situations. You know, there was in today's game where there was an opening in the right side of the infield, and he hit a line drive through that opening, right? He went up there with the intent of, if the pitch is out there and I get the chance to take the ball that way because it's going to drive in and run, that's what I'm going to try to do. And that's what he did. And I feel like there were so many times last year he'd be up there and, you know, I mean, we talk about Victor Scott looking overwhelmed sometimes. Sometimes Nolan Arenado looked overwhelmed, and that's weird to say about a guy who's probably going to wind up in the Hall of Fame, but it was true. And so far this year, you know, he's looked more like the Nolan Arenado of old. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to finish top five in the MVP like he has a couple times, but I really do think he's going to be significantly better than he was last year, which is not a super high bar bar for him to clear.
So that takes us to the next thing here, because the approach does seem to be good, and we're hearing some interesting things out of the clubhouse. I think it was Victor Scott the other day who said, you know, Brant Brown says sometimes it's time to be a hit collector. Sometimes you got to go out there and slug. It feels like to me, and I think this is the point that you were just making, it feels like the approach at the plate is better situationally, where, you know, like Arenado today, he doesn't need to hit a home run. He doesn't need to hit a double. He just needs to get that thing through the hole that's out there.
Right.
It just feels a little bit more like there is a plan for almost everybody.
Right. I think that's true. And I think that's especially true with a guy like Arenado, because, I mean, you can look at the other guys and think, okay, well, it's another year of development, right? I mean, for Jordan Walker, he's still young. It's another year of development. Mason Wynn's still young. It's a year of development. Victor Scott's still young. I think in some cases, you know, when you look at baseball as a whole, we have seen guys push to the major leagues much quicker than they had been in the past. And in some cases, they've thrived. But you look at Jackson Chourio last year with the Brewers. And in the first, what was it, month? He was
terrible.
He looked like he wasn't good. Yeah, that's the word. There you go. I didn't want to say it. But after that, he was great, right? It took him a while to adjust. And, you know, I think last year with the Cardinals, the guys didn't get a chance to do that, right? Victor Scott came up, struggled, was sent down. Jordan Walker came up, struggled, was sent down. You know, Nolan Gorman, it seemed like he never got a chance to get out of the funk, whether it was, you know, in his own head or whatever it was. But it didn't happen. But you see these guys get a chance to take a break in the off season, you know, in the case of Victor Scott, really, especially him, really mentally focused on what he needs to do. You know, the story of Scott and his notebook that he carries around is just fascinating.
Have you seen it? Have you seen the notebook?
I've not seen it.
Okay.
I asked him a lot about it at the winter warm up, but it's fascinating to me.
He showed it to me the other day. It was me and Frank Cusimano at his locker 2 days ago, and he pulled it out and showed it. And the thing that most, he has it color coded with sticky notes. And like, let's say he has an entire section devoted just to Tony Gwynn. This is what I've learned from Tony Gwynn. He has another section completely devoted to Brett Butler, another one to Vince Coleman, another one to Willie McGee. So that's how he organizes it. He organizes it by what he learns from the different players that he studies. It's incredible.
That's amazing. I mean, that's the kind of stuff. I mean, when he talked about that at the winter warm-up, that's one of those things in your mind. You're like, okay, make a note of that, because that's different.
Yeah.
Right? That's a guy who is seriously focused and determined and doing things he needs to do to make himself better, because it's not just recognizing your weaknesses, which he did, but it's going out and seeking actively on your own, not just being fed information, but actively going out and searching it, finding examples that you can follow and mimic. And I love hearing stuff like that. I mean, because and I think you've seen it so far, but that's when we talk about a year of maturation. He would have never known to do that coming into last year. And I think the guys who make the adjustments and survive and thrive in the big leagues are the ones who use every year to grow and get better. And it seems so far that's really happening with a lot of the Cardinals' young players.
You guys are rocking it over at Sports Hub STL. Give our listeners a little bit of an idea of what you guys have going on from a baseball content perspective and what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's been so much fun. You know, I mean, I'm not nearly as heavily involved as some of the other people, but the moment I heard about it, I was like, oh, this is something I definitely want to be part of. But, you know, it was cool. I mean, watching the game today, and as it's ending, my first thought was, hey, let's see what the guys at the Cardinals 365 show are going to talk about. So let's do that. And, you know, I was tuning in, waiting in the countdown, as it says, 5 minutes away, 4 minutes away, you know, and then Brendan Schaefer and Randy Carricker did a great job. You know, so I think that's the kind of thing that they want. You saw all the comments, the interactions with the listeners on YouTube, and that's kind of the goal, is to get everybody just talking about it. You know, and not going to lie, it certainly helps if the Cardinals are better, right? Because then people get excited. So, you know, I think it's been a lot of fun to see the reaction and see the way that people are talking about it so far early in this thing.
He is Ryan Fagan, great St. Louis-based baseball writer, now part of the team at Sports Hub STL. Follow him on Twitter, @RyanFagan. Ryan, always great to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, it's great. Thanks, Matt.
You bet. That's Ryan Fagan joining us here on the program. He's one of my favorite people out there covering the sport of baseball. And the more he can do for the different places that he's at, baseball is better for it. So I'm glad that he's been able to land and be part of the team over at Sports Hub STL. We've still got a lot coming up on the program today. Again, Earl Austin Jr., he's going to join us in about a half hour or so. We'll talk with him about some of these players that are incoming to SLU, and also we'll try to put a bow on the SLU basketball season now that there's been a little bit of time between the end of the season coming to an end. How do we view what was Josh Church's first year at the helm of the program? That's going to be coming up at about 7:20. Mostly Cardinals baseball before then. We've gotten a lot of other messages. We've got some messages during the extra inning show today that I promised that I would get to on Sports Open Line. So we'll do that all coming up over the next half hour or so. Give you an opportunity to chime in on what's going on with the Cardinals. That's all coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.